This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a spectacular Wednesday. Got all kinds of things coming up this hour. We've got BK talking foreign policy stuff in a half hour. I am going to get to this Wisconsin school stuff, but the emails continue to pour in because something is on your mind. So I'm going to have to discuss it. And I guess in a long way, discuss it and tell you why I'm not discussing it anymore, which kind of doesn't make sense, but here it is. So for the last 3 days now we're on day three. For the last 3 days, the national conversation has been about the private group chat of big shot officials in the Trump administration, from the vice president on down, discussing sensitive national security issues and a weapons grade communist being included on that group chat. Now, maybe you're just now joining me, so I need to catch you up on something before I explain exactly why I think the way I think now. I said initially that somebody, I didn't name a name because I don't know a name. Somebody has to be fired for this. Why did I say that? It is not because the left gets a scalp or because you need to give them a scalp. There's nothing to do with them at all. Set the communists aside for a moment. In the United States Marine Corps, I want to lay something out for you. When we would deploy anywhere, especially in Iraq. Now, remember, I wasn't some Marine Raider, Green Beret, Navy SEAL. I wasn't BK. I was just a regular infantry grunt in the Marines. You got lecture after lecture after lecture. We're told repeatedly that you are never, under any circumstances, allowed to disclose to family members, friends, anybody back home, where you are, what you're doing. You don't get to write your mom a letter, send your mom an email and said, "Hey, mom, we just got to Fallujah hunkering down this month." That is such a gigantic no-no that you undoubtedly would be demoted if you did it. And depending on the situation, depending on the command, you might be locked up for that sort of a thing. That's how military intelligence works. You don't discuss these things. Okay, so what I said was, whoever did it has to be fired. Not for the communists, because one, that's how you show accountability to the troops on the ground. But more importantly, two, Trump has to show these people this level of negligence will not be tolerated. Period. I don't care if it was an accident. I don't care if it was a boo-boo. Now, that said, a mistake is a mistake. And you can get quickly from the point where you're addressing it to the point where you're only dragging it on and hurting yourself. And part of the reason I wanted that person fired when the story came down on Monday is you fire them, it's wrapped up. That's your answer. You move on. Hey, what about this leaked signal thing? Pick a name. We'll call it Michael Waltz for now. But I don't know that it's Waltz, right? I don't know that it, but we'll call it Michael Waltz for now. Oh, the signal thing? Yeah, it was Mike Waltz. We dug into it. Mike Waltz has been fired. We're moving on. Boom. Story's dead. Gone. Accountability. But if you don't do that, then what you do is exactly what we've seen. here we are. We are now on day three, 72 hours removed, and this is what the press conferences sound like.
We are not going to be lectured about national security and American troops by Democrats in the mainstream media who turned the other cheek when the Biden administration, because of their incompetence,
still answering questions about the whole thing. This is what it sounds like in Congress.
To your knowledge, do you know whether Pete Hegseth had been drinking before he leaked classified information?
This is what it sounds like in Congress.
And now how we're treating Secretary Hegseth as if he is untouchable.
These are the questions Kash Patel is answering.
Do you believe that it's now time potentially for the FBI to open an investigation into this?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Because you're the director of the FBI.
Again, the entire press conference.
And here's just one example of how bad faith the Democrats' criticisms are.
There's such a thing as the nuclear news cycle. I coined that phrase in case you're wondering. Why? Because we live in a unique era. It can be great and it can be terrible, depending on how you take it. In this unique era, you can feel outrage from everywhere. And outrage, scandal, bad things will spread like wildfire. And for a brief period of time, you will feel the fire of a nuclear bomb raining down on you. If I went and got a DUI tonight, I'd be getting texts from my mother an hour after it hit the New York Post. Did you really go out? Did you drive drunk? I taught you better than that. My neighbors are texting me, hey, Jesse, what's going on? I've got emails from the New York Times. Did you really? Would you care to comment? Over. You feel like the world's coming down on you. That's the bad part. But the good part is this. If you simply shut up, keep your head down, maybe quickly address it, fire someone. If you have to issue an apology, something, move on. Shut your mouth, because it's the nuclear news cycle. Just like a nuclear bomb, it burns hot, but it's gone quickly. Hunker down for a day. There will be a new scandal. There will be a new outrage. There will be a new thing that comes along, and everyone will forget about it. I wanted the Trump administration to fire somebody and then move on. Nope, it was addressed. We found him. We fired him. We moved on. Instead, we have to listen to things like this. This is someone on our side. This is Michael Waltz on Laura Ingraham. We have to listen to this and tell me this doesn't make you wince with how evasive this is, how kind of gross. Listen to this.
Well, look, a staffer wasn't responsible, and look, I take full responsibility.
Okay, now let's start that again. A staffer wasn't responsible, so he said that. There wasn't some staffer. He takes full responsibility.
Well, look, a staffer wasn't responsible, and look, I take full responsibility. I built the group. My job is to make sure everything's coordinated.
But how did I don't mean to be pedantic here, but how did the number?
Have you ever had somebody's contact that shows their name, and then you have somebody else's number there?
Oh, I never make those mistakes.
Right, you got somebody else's number on someone else's contact. So, of course, I didn't see this loser in the group. It looked like someone else. Now, whether he did it deliberately or it happened.
No, hold on. Did what? The question was, how did the number get in there? You said it wasn't a staffer. You said you take full responsibility. But you also said you didn't add the number. But someone added the number. Who added the number? And then, you know, of course, he goes off on the guy.
And then some other technical mean is something we're trying to figure out.
So you're a staff.
No, let's do that again.
So, of course, I didn't see this loser in the group. It looked like someone else. Now, whether he did it deliberately or it happened in some other technical mean is something we're trying to figure out.
So
whether he did it deliberately or whether it happened some other technical mean. Now we're going on nightly news programs, acting like the scummy communist reporter, what, added himself to the group chat? Come on now. This is what I mean. Find the person responsible. I don't care if it's a staffer. I don't care if it's Mike Maltz. I don't care who it is. Find the person responsible immediately. Fire them and move on. Fire them, because the administration has to know and has to send the message, this kind of negligence won't be tolerated. If you don't do that, if you choose to instead go the other way, then you will have what we are now in the middle of. We are now on day 3 of this being the entire news cycle. You can't go 5 seconds without hearing people talk about it. And answers like this are exactly why.
You know, Laura, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but of all the people out there, somehow this guy who has lied about the president, who has lied to Gold Star families, lied to their attorneys, and gone to Russia hoax, gone to just all kinds of lengths to lie and smear the president of the United States. And he's the one that somehow gets on somebody's contact and then gets sucked into this group.
What does that mean? Gets on somebody's contact and some... Do we believe Jeffrey Goldberg is Jason Bourne? And he, what did he do? Did he link up with NSA through back channels in the Chinese and he added himself? Come on. I was born at night, but not last night. This is why I raged the way I raged on Monday. Because I knew I could see what was happening. And watch, tomorrow will be day 4 of it. Ugh, drives me crazy. All right, we'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, tremendous Wednesday, a hump day. Okay, so that's another word on kind of what we were discussing last hour about rules. No, you can't deport them. It's against the law. It's against the Constitution. You can't. That would defy a judge. Wisconsin school apparently told girls they have to change in front of a male student. That's from the Populous Times. Essentially, looks like this school in Wisconsin told these girls if they tried to use the private stall, they'd be accused of bullying. Teacher kept yelling and said he was going to put us on the no-pass list. The communist doesn't care about rules. And when he can, he'll simply make disgusting rules and then use your love of rules, your love of being a rule follower. He'll simply use those against you. That's how it works. We cannot allow the communists to use things against us. I watch the right neuter itself with this time and time again. And the funniest part is the communist doesn't care about any rules.
The number one challenge here that we see and is, of course, the First Amendment in the United States is a fairly robust protection of rights. And
that's the problem. Have you ever described the First Amendment as being a problem? Why is it that Democrats constantly are saying things like this? Remember Joe Biden? One of his favorite lines he used during his 4 years? No amendment is absolute. Why is that? Well, these people have no use at all for the Constitution or rules. It's something to be ignored, something to be dismissed. Well, if that's how they're going to operate, and we're going to make sure we follow all the rules, well, I've got bad news for you. I know who wins that game. If your football team decides they're going to play by the rules and my football team decides they're going to hide brass knuckles inside their shorts, I know who's going to win the football game. Jesse, I hear your show all the time. It's cool. You were just referring to SNAP benefits and soda pop. Well, one thing drives me nuts. I'm sure you might be aware that Schwann's food trucks accept EBT and SNAP. I've witnessed it with my own eyes. People eat off the truck. You have no idea the rage this email fills me with. What, Chris? That's exactly why it fills me with rage. Chris just said, what's the Schwann's food truck? You never saw one of these? So, I don't know how it works down here in Texas. I can only tell you what we saw in Montana. There was a food truck. Apparently, they still exist. I didn't even know they were still around. Called Schwann's. They're, I think they're yellow, yellowish, whatever. They're food trucks. And as a kid, I thought this was the coolest thing in the world. They would just drive around. This is before, remember, this is before DoorDash and all those other things. They would drive around delivering things like frozen pizzas and milk and stuff, the basic food necessities. You could, I think you could sign up for it. They would deliver it to you. The reason it makes me so angry is I always wanted my parents to sign up for Schwab, but they always said, we don't have the money. We don't have the money. That's a waste of money. Gosh, I want to sign up for that so badly. What, Chris? What? How sweet would that be to have all the milk delivered to your house? Frozen pizzas delivered to your house. Dang, I'm so freaking jealous. Chris, don't even look it up. You'd never pay the prices. Whining Jesse, this guy says, I don't want to hear about your frustration with your taco joint. I want to hear about the great new breakfast joint you found and how you can't believe you ever ate those other tacos. P.S. I thought we only had powder days in Montana states where skiing is king. Okay, I spoke yesterday about why I was in such a terrible mood yesterday. And it was because my go-to breakfast taco joint moved to powdered eggs. Or they may have just been the eggs out of a carton, like a milk carton. You've seen those before. Chris, they sell them in the grocery store, man. What kind of a life do you live? Yeah, it's really, really gross. Or, yeah, it's really gross. Anyway, my breakfast taco joint is ruined. Here's a little secret about breakfast tacos and breakfast burritos. Just going to lay it out there, and I know I'll catch a bunch of heat for it, but eggs, if you're using real eggs, that is, they all really taste pretty much the same. Cheese. You're going to get the same kind of cheese. I got it. Chorizo. What, Chris? It's going to taste the same. The tortilla. If you're at a decent breakfast taco place, you're going to get a decent tortilla. The taco itself, the burrito itself, it's not necessarily the star of the show. Like so many things in life, the star of the show is the sauce. It's the salsa. For me in particular, it's the salsa verde. Chris, that means green salsa in Mexican. It's the salsa verde, you see. A good salsa verde is rare. Everyone has one. They're not all good. The breakfast taco place I fell in love with, it wasn't because of the tacos, which were very good, but you can get those tacos anywhere. They had the most delicious, spicy, perfect amount of zip to it, salsa verde. And that's what's been taken from me. That's why I was in such a bad mood yesterday. Honestly, I still can't shake it. I'm still in the same mood today. I can't shake it. Don't shake your head, Chris. It's a big deal. Maybe we'll ask BK about that. You know what? I'm in the mood for Skittles. I'm going to get some Skittles for when I talk to BK. Before I get to the Skittles, I want to talk to you about $9. You know that home movie you have, or that box of home movies? Yeah, you know, the VHS tapes, camcorder tapes. You need to digitize those because that film is getting dusty, getting old, heat, cold, humidity. It's fading every single day, and there's going to be a day you put in that tape and you don't get to look at those pictures, those videos anymore of the wedding or whatever else. But if you just digitize that with Legacy Box, you keep it forever. And Legacy Box has a huge sale right now, 65% off, $9 a tape. Think about your tapes, $9 a tape, and Legacy Box will not only digitize it to you, 90 days of free Legacy Box cloud access. You only get that at legacybox.com/Jesse. $9 a tape. Look, buy the box now. Send it whenever. Legacybox.com/Jesse. BK, next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and as promised, joining me now is my friend, and I see he chose to introduce me with a song about me today, BK, host of the Great World News with BK, former Air Force PJ. BK, I appreciate that tribute to me.
Jesse, as you know, producer Chris dragged me off the beautiful Sierra Nevada mountain where I was shredding it skiing, and that's why I chose the music. It certainly had nothing to do with you.
I didn't know that you were a skier, but now that I think about it, that's not very surprising to me at all. Are you one of the... you know what? You're a California guy. I figured you'd be a snowboarder with a joint or something like that.
I mean, the joint is in play. However, snowboarding is for people who cannot properly ski, and therefore I reject it totally.
Okay. BK, all right, I'm going to give you one more word on this. And then, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I'm moving off of it because I don't think we need to hand all week of the news cycle to this terribly embarrassing event. But as many people on our side try to excuse what happened with the Signal chat, it's awful, it's terrible, it's inexcusable for people at that level. I believe somebody should be punished severely, whoever that is, and I don't know, who find the person responsible. They should be fired immediately, the same way that private would if he lost his NVGs. But
correct.
Either way, I give the floor to you.
Yeah, Jesse, you're 100% right. It is baffling to me how many people, the mild criticism I have put forth saying this is unacceptable, and as you said, Jesse, a private would have been maybe in Fort Leavenworth by now, over this colossal screw-up that is just inexcusable. And the people I see on the right just saying, oh, this is a nothing burger, there weren't any plans. I'm like, dude, did you read the group chat? Pete Hegseth is sitting here going, at 12:15 p.m., the F-15 fighter jets are dropping bombs on the target. And I'm like, what are you thinking? Why are you doing this? This is completely unacceptable. Jesse, I knew a guy who was investigated by the Office of Special Investigations in the Air Force, a highly skilled operator who told his wife what date he was coming home from a deployment. He was extremely lucky. He had to stand tall before the man just for that. Mm. And the fact that Pete Hegseth and Mike Waltz, who, by the way, follows me on Twitter. I didn't know that before I trashed him on Twitter. think this is no big deal. It's shocking to me. Guys, look, I know, I get it. You want to own the libs. I want to own the libs, Jesse. You want to own the libs. That doesn't mean you can't say when people screwed up. This is the most obvious screw-up in the history of screw-ups, and for all these people complaining that I focus on it, you are the same people who raised hell about every stupid thing Joe Biden's Department of Defense did, and there were many. This, you have to be better. They promised we're going to be better. That doesn't take away from some of the good things that they are doing. But this is such a total stupid, preventable screw-up. You're right. Instead of saying, Jesse, you know what? We apologize. We screwed up. There is going to be discipline, and it's never going to happen again. Jesse, that would have been a one-day story.
Yep.
But what did they do? They sat there and talked all this idiotic stuff when they knew a journalist who hated them had possession of all of the messages, and predictably, once he was called a liar, he released everything he had, which showed that indeed they did do colossally stupid stuff. And oh, by the way, according to the Department of National Intelligence, using Signal is unacceptable for this kind of talk. It's idiotic. They could have avoided the whole thing. First of all, you shouldn't be on Signal to begin with. Second of all, you could have avoided the whole thing by just taking some damn accountability, Jesse. I'm tired of the lack of accountability. Come out and say, Jesse, how many times were you in the Marine Corps? What's the better answer, making excuses or saying, Roger that, Sergeant, I screwed up, I've learned my lesson, it's not going to happen again? Which way would you go, Jesse Kelly?
I'm so glad you brought it up, BK, because this is why I went off. I think whatever day it dropped, Monday, Tuesday, I forget, and I said someone has to be fired immediately, and you just brought up the Marine Corps. This is a perfect example of how it works in life. When you screw something up in the Marine Corps, you are going to pay. You are going to usually pay with physical pain in some way. The physical pain will be severe, but very quick. If you own it, that's on me, sir. I'll get it done. You start lying. Yes. You start, well, I'm not really sure. It was kind of corporal. What's this? Now you're in for a world of pain for a week if they allow you to live.
Exactly, Jesse. And that's what I'm saying. I expect better. I was not happy with the nomination of Pete Hegseth. Listeners of the podcast know that very well. I expected better of him. All you have to do, you own it. You don't sit there and make excuses, especially, Jesse, when you know the entire text chain is, he has it. Why on earth would you come out and say, oh, well, you know, we weren't leaking plans or anything like that. And now you want to haggle over the meaning of war plans versus battle plans versus all this idiocy. No, you come right out and say, you know what? We screwed up. This is a mistake. We're going to look into it and we're going to be better. And it's never, ever, ever going to happen again. That's what I, as a former NCO, non-commissioned officer, would expect from my troops. That's what an officer would expect of me. They don't want to, we're not trying to hear all this. Well, you know, it's a little bit debatable. No. Own it. And they didn't. It was a huge failure. I'm extremely disappointed. And especially Mike Waltz, who I thought was who I thought was going to be better. I apologize, Jesse. I was on the mountain skiing. I had 3 IPAs at high altitude. You know what I'm trying to say.
BK. First of all, yeah, I'll play the audio again. I played it earlier, but yeah, this is, I winced during this entire line of questioning. By the way, I have a mouthful of Skittles.
Well, look, a staffer wasn't responsible. And look, I take full responsibility. I built the group to my job is to make sure everything's coordinated.
But how did the
execute
number, I don't mean to be pedantic here, but how did the number
have
get
you ever had
chat?
Have you ever had somebody's contact that shows their name and then you have somebody else's number there?
Oh, I never make those mistakes.
Right? You've got somebody else's number on someone else's contact. So, of course, I didn't see this loser in the group. It looked like someone else. Now, whether he did it deliberately or it happened.
It wasn't a staffer, because it wasn't a staffer, but it definitely also wasn't me. And because this guy's a bad guy, he's also Jason Bourne, who added himself to the chat. It looks small. And I honestly expect better. Forget members of Congress. They're losers. Mike Waltz is a Green Beret. I expect better than that.
Yeah, he should have been way better. He is ultimately responsible. So you can blame staffers all you want. Hey, the buck stops here. We've all heard that saying before. You're the man. You're in charge. If you want to blame some low-level staffer, fine. But you should also say, you know what? As the boss, I take full responsibility for this. It's never going to happen again. And he didn't do that. And it's mind-blowing to me. This is such an easy win. And, Jesse, let's face it, you know and I know that if this would have happened under the Joe Biden administration, the same people who are screaming like, oh, this is no big deal, would have been screaming for heads. They would have been screaming impeachment. Is it too much to ask for a little consistency, especially when you are the people who are like, these people are incompetent, we've got a new national security team, and we are going to be better? And you know what, Jesse, it's disappointing because I'm hearing from guys on the ground that since – the Trump administration, Pete Hegseth took over, morale has improved, things are getting done, and that's great. But this all shoves that to the side, and it's just super irritating to me that nobody can say, like, dude, you screwed up. And it's an easy, avoidable situation, and I can't for the life of me can't figure out why they're just not saying, we screwed up, let's move on.
Oh, it drives me up the wall. BK, when you eat Skittles, are you a one Skittle at a time guy or a handful guy?
Well, first of all, Jesse, the Skittles do not pass these lips because, as you know, that I have coursing down my lower abs into my upper thighs are extremely aesthetically pleasing. So, of course, I'm not going to allow this big sugar with the red dye number 6 to pass these lips. That's just not going to happen. I subsist on vegetables, fruits, and steak and chicken, and that is all, Jesse. Forget the Skittles. I'm taking them away from you right now.
Yeah, the guy who's been mainlining IPAs with snow bunnies for the last 3 hours is going to lecture me about a handful of Skittles. BK, I hate to keep you away from the IPA or the mountain, but I did want to ask you about Russia-Ukraine real quick. Do you have another couple minutes?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
All right, we will be right back with BK. Now, I will tell you this, in case you're sitting there judging me about the Skittles. I also take my relief factor with my Skittles. Does relief factor cancel out what's in the Skittles? Of course not. But it does eliminate my pain, you see. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. I feel better when I take supplements with my Skittles. What does Relief Factor do? Why would I bother taking this every day? Because it reduces the inflammation in my body. You hurt because something is inflamed. That's why your back hurts, your wrist hurts, your knee hurts. What you need to do is help your body fight it. That's what Relief Factor is for. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. Try it for 3 weeks. You don't like it? Don't order anymore. Relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday, a hump day, back with our friend, host of the World News with BK podcast, which I would highly recommend, BK. Okay, so let's go to that world news now that we're off of all that signal chat stuff, and let's talk about the Houthis, how that's going. Russia, Ukraine, we have a peace deal, but we don't have one. We have a ceasefire, but not really, just in the Black Sea. BK, what's going on in the world?
Well, Jesse, first of all, you know, Ukraine has, I thought this was the biggest story. Ukraine is actually calling out the Europeans at this point, because as you know, Jesse, like, you know, the Euros hate us now because we're actually talking about, like, hey, maybe we need some answers for all the U.S. taxpayer dollars we're spending in Ukraine, and all the Euros condemned us. The funny thing to me is a top Ukrainian negotiator named Igor Zovka has come out and said, like, yeah, hey, we really appreciate your European leaders coming out and saying, like, we support Ukraine, but at this point, we need troops on the ground that are ready to fight and not peacekeepers. He said, quote, we don't need a mere presence to showcase that Europe is present, and present, end quote, which means he's saying crap or get off the pot. So I'm looking to these European leaders, and I'm like, okay, now what? You've talked a big game, and Ukraine is now saying, hey, we need fighting men. Is Europe really prepared to send fighting men into Ukraine? Is Europe prepared for the headline when 50 at a time get vaporized in a single engagement? I'm very, very curious to see that, because they've been talking a lot of crap about America and about our maybe questioning our support at this point. I'm very curious to see if Europe is actually going to send troops on the ground and how that's going to recede when the first ones start coming home in body bags.
BK, do they even have them? And I know that they're not our military, and I realize that their military spending is pathetic and it's small, and I understand all that. But France does have a military. They certainly have some beasts in there. I realize those are more tip-of-the-spear types like you, but France has got some fighting men that are certainly worthwhile.
Yes, their individual fighting men are very good, albeit very few of them. The problem is, you know, this is we are in a combined arms environment, Jesse. Combined arms means sea, air, land, all coordinating to mount an assault and fight and win a war. These European countries have let their air forces and their navies go to crap over many, many years because they all knew that Daddy America was here to pick up the tab. And now all of a sudden, at the first sign of saying, well, you know, I don't know if we're going to keep funding this, they're panicking. And they're panicking because they know they don't have that. Now, as far as their individual special operations forces, yes, they are very good. The French, top tier. Germany has top tier troops. But half of Germany's air force can't even fly, Jesse.
Oh,
this has been going on for many, many years. And they've let it go, and now they're all talking crap about us, and now Ukraine is saying, okay, well, hey, we'll take some help. And as you know, Jesse, we've all seen the videos on social media. There is no way that individual infantry soldiers are going to make a difference in this war. We've all seen them getting vaporized. You need a combined air, sea, and land power, and none of these European countries have it as much smack as they've talked towards us. So I'm very curious to see what the response to that is going to be.
Okay, final question. We do have that power, and we are currently raining that power down on the Houthis. We're even texting them ahead of time, apparently. But how is that whole thing going?
Well, the Houthis, I mean, we had to respond. I mean, everybody is kind of bagging on Trump because he's like, hey, no more wars, right? But the thing is, the Houthis are controlling the Red Sea, and they're attacking merchant ships. That cannot be allowed to stand. We are not going to allow a bunch of savages in Yemen to disrupt global trade. So that is one of the few things I will very much support, is vaporizing these tribesmen over in Yemen who want to screw with us and screw with our GDP and our economy and the European economy as well. So I think that it was the right thing to do to send a message. I'm curious to see the actual battle damage assessment of what we did to the Houthis and if it deterred them in any way.
You sound skeptical.
Well, as we know, Jesse, in Iraq and Afghanistan, right, you smoke a few dudes and then they regroup and come back. The thing is, if you have an enemy who's willing to die for the ideology, that is a very dangerous enemy. I don't care if it's 20 guys. That is a dangerous enemy, because most people are not willing to die for an ideology. The Houthis are willing to die for an ideology.
BK, the snow bunnies beckon. Please return to the mountains and have yourself a good time, my friend.
I'm going back up, Jesse, and I got to tell you, I'm shirtless. I'm shirtless on the mountains. It's 60 degrees in Lake Tahoe. The 20-inch pythons are just pumping, and the ab veins are throbbing, and I'm going for it right now. Thank you for having me on.
Just go. Just go. He is BK, host of World News with BK. And look, BK is a friend. I'm just going to level with you right now. I'm not sure he's kidding. If you told me right now, in fact, I wouldn't put it past BK. This is the kind of thing he will do just to harass me and make me miserable. BK, I'll give it a 50-50 shot, and I'll let you know if it happens. He will go back up to the mountain shirtless, and he'll get on a chairlift and text me a selfie from the chairlift of him shirtless. This is the kind of harassment you get when you're friends with idiots and meatheads like BK. I'm telling you, it's coming. You know what, Chris? I'm going to block his number for a couple hours because I know it's coming. I can already see it coming. I know it's coming. What, Chris? Oh, that's a good point. If I unblock it, it'll come through. I'm just going to block BK forever. If I need to talk to him, we can go through you, Chris. All right. Let's do an email here. Dear Mashed Potato Hater, when I became a manager, my company started giving me $75 a month as a phone stipend. What I haven't told them is I spend less than $60 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data through Pure Talk. It's amazing. I love getting an extra $15 a month for saving money and supporting an America-loving company instead of the $170 I used to pay at AT&T. Don't say my name because I don't want to lose this. Switch to Pure Talk. Save a bunch of money while also feeling really good about where you spend your cell phone money, because Pure Talk loves this country. And you're not sacrificing anything. You don't even have to give up your phone or your phone number. You're not sacrificing a thing. You're not giving up your network. You know, they're on that same network. Exact same one, exact same 5G network. Switch. You'll love yourself for it, especially when the bill comes. If for no other reason, switch for the same reason Chris would, the money. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you even more money. We still have a whole hour. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.